because their souls are weighed down by gravity.
So that's why married couples fight with each other.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the CB 2023 mixtape. I am happy to be back for you once again. And I am finally COVID over VOVID. I am over COVID that I got at COVID Breaker 2023. I avoided it this long, but I got it. So it's been about a month, but I actually went out into the world and I'm okay now. We'll see. But we got the wildfires going on. It doesn't help someone who had asthma as a child. And I'm almost 2 years off cigarettes. So I hope everybody out there is doing well. I got a little birdie in my ear. Shoutouts to Grimace's birthday, if you know McDonald's character lore. But I think my neighbors are getting evicted, so you might get some more episodes on the regular. One of the main reasons it's kind of drug out is because I can't concentrate when there's a fucking pack of wild vampire animals upstairs. Anyways, I'm happy to be back. I hope you enjoy this episode. I had a pretty good amount of footage. I tried to cut it down so it's not like extremely long. I've been trying to keep these to about an hour, but this is going to be about an hour and some change because, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, footage I'm out in the wild recording at the tournament. But it's funny. I think there's a couple times you can hear me kind of complaining about like, oh, I'm getting chills or hot flashes. You know, I just don't feel good. That was COVID. So if you're around me that weekend, a lot of the vampires got COVID. So sorry if I gave it to you, but someone gave it to me. So anyways, we're here. We're back. And yeah, I hope you enjoy the episode. Thanks for stopping by the Fetus of Pod once again. And two words, have a nice weekend. Peace.
What's up, everybody? We're here at the Combo Breaker 1982.
2002.
Everybody's here. It's just the giant party, and everybody's snorting it's Combo Breaker 1785.
They had to mark out the two. In 2002, they had to fix it.
Oh, yeah. They did.
They're like, ah, this is 2002.
I have some fond memories of Pheasant Run. Do you have any fond memories of Pheasant Run?
The only thing I didn't like was...
Some people hate that fucking place. What'd you say? The only thing you didn't like is the water?
The walk.
Oh, I was like, that water was gross.
Almost every time I was taking the golf lane, right? So, mm-hmm. Especially with the way 2019 was laid out and the way the retro room was at.
Yeah.
Like, that walk was crazy. But at the same time, I didn't realize...
That was a trek,
I could just cut through the pool either. The pool area, I didn't know I can cut through that either.
Yeah.
So I was like going like through the entire fucking hotel, like go to the lobby, pass that, go to the tower, and just
I loved that retro room though in Pheasant Run when they put us in the like
the Louisiana ballroom or whatever.
Where it was like air conditioned and just retro games. I was like, this fucking rules.
That room was significantly smaller than the one we have now for the retro, but like it was cool. I like the weird ass vibe about that place. I know, like some people said they encountered bed bugs or they encountered
the rooms apparently were pretty bad. But
mold and like certain. I guess I got lucky because I never experienced this. But the rooms and how old the place was, it's not surprising that there's parts of that building that's. I remember the first year going there, like me and Zach just like started walking around and we were like getting lost. There's like corridors they don't use at that place.
Yeah.
There's like a whole wing of like rooms that they don't use. It's like a fucking Scooby-Doo mystery episode. Yeah. Shit. No, that place was crazy. Like the fake like New Orleans like strip. Fucking like fake cobblestone. fake Bourbon Street. That's it.
That's it. Was great.
That's like a place you.
Also, having a million setups right by the pool was cool, but also just like so many electronics near the pool, we're just like sitting like directly next to you playing video games.
I feel like
I kept going across that.
Oh my god!
I feel like I was getting high, like huffing chlorine. Yeah. Like,
every time you walk through that room.
I almost didn't want to walk into that room after like the first couple times. I was like, I feel choking.
No, seriously. They're having fucking full ass tournaments in there and shit. And yeah, I'm just like, I had to keep like just taking a break going outside. I was like, this is, this is the setup is cool, but it's like, I'm literally huffing.
Yeah, it's definitely. You know?
Huffing a bottle of Clorox, you know,
right. Yeah.
Eating Tide Pods. Gross.
Tide Pods. Don't eat the Tide Pods.
No. Yeah, you went to Pheasant. We were at Pheasant Run as well.
Yeah, I went twice.
Yeah, yeah, that's because we were hanging at the pool. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, Pheasant Run was great. The mini walks to Portillo's. The welcome. Gamers, Culver's. That was
classic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was classic. Welcome, gamers. Man, they ran out of food. Like
here?
No, at the Culver's. They would run out of food.
Too many gamers. They can't keep up.
Shit.
Yeah.
I just think every time this happens, I feel like the local businesses probably make a lot of money, but I feel so bad for all the like DoorDashers and shit, because it's just a nonstop flow of people just arriving with delivering food the whole weekend.
And there's so many, like last night we ordered a pizza and I was like, you know what? I feel bad for that DoorDash driver because like there's so many people here and like just, you know, you don't know. And it's like, God forbid if they had to come in. Actually they can't come in because you got to pay, but God forbid if they were just allowed in the fucking ballroom, it'd be a mess. Thank God everyone understands the courteous thing to do is go find that motherfucker.
Right.
Because them finding you is just not happening.
Yeah.
So. But it worked out. It worked out.
Nice.
Because before, I do that shit. And like, I get it. Like, you know, you go to Chipotle and just grab whatever, you know. But stealing that shit, being an asshole. But we've had DoorDashers. When we went to Climax, me, Abby, and Zach, we had our DoorDash stolen.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was like 1 or 2 in the morning, everything was closed after. So you just went to bed, you didn't eat. Yeah.
That sucks.
But she got credited or whatever, so we ate in the morning. That was like,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's still fucked up.
But yeah, I mean that's the thing. But yeah, DoorDashers coming here.
Yeah. They're here.
They're everywhere.
Like,
yeah, what are you up to, man?
Yeah, that's sick right now.
Yeah.
Man, it's good seeing you, dude.
Hey, I'm Jake, by the way.
Hey.
Dave, nice to meet you.
Yeah, you guys haven't met him. Peace, Dave. I'm going to head up to the room for a second.
Yeah, I was probably going to do this.
And then I will debate about some ST.
I'm probably just gonna watch ST in my room, and then
sick.
I'll join people for a real band.
Yeah, let's just reconvene then.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing? This is the dawn of Combo Breaker. This is actually day one.
Day uno.
And Taco Bell and me boys are awake. We're up. Al, how you doing, Al?
I'm good.
You're good?
Still waking up.
Really?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Need some more coffee? Maybe?
Coffee or
Red Bull. Oh, yeah, we got Red Bull. We're good. Yeah, I got some coffee. I'm going to... haven't shit for like 2 days, so I'm going to try to get that out of me. Yeah.
Every day, baby. Regular.
Every day? It depends on what you eat. I didn't eat too much yesterday.
Did you eat pizza?
Yeah, I had like a piece.
Oh, okay.
So, if I drink some beer, that usually helps like dislodge it. But, yeah, it's like... Well, I'm having another coffee. That's gonna do it. That's gonna do the trick. But you know, we gotta discuss your daily bowel movement.
Yeah.
Bowel movements. Yeah, that's what brothers do. Yeah. The owl movements. And the L and A movements. Furtive movements. But yeah, we'll see you next time. We'll have a good day today, hopefully.
Yes, sir.
It is 2023 Combo Breaker. I am watching the top 8 of Primal Rage on a stage.
Absolutely incredible. What a grab. He's very talented. Very talented. Talent flame. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. I'm so happy right now. Oh, Dolomite, I'm so happy. Ooh, cross up. Oh! Wow. I do want to see some chaos, though.
Those are words I did not think I'd be saying.
Primal Rage Grand Finals, yeah.
A year ago, I'm like, and once I found out Rick was bringing Primal Rage here, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, very thankful that Rick decided to make this our final game.
Another Sunday here, we're going to finish with this Grand Finals. Primal Rage, a Primal Rage in 2023?
I don't know how to answer that. I haven't thought about this game in like 20 years.
Exactly.
It still holds up, right?
Yeah.
I just saw him tweet saying, we're doing Primal Rage. I was like, alright, I guess I'll come watch this.
Absolutely.
I know that. I would have this question if I can play Roar
though. Oh yeah, Bloody Roar last year. That's right. That was funny.
I don't even know if you can go, you know, counter.
Primal Rage.
This is amazing.
Old arcade game, came out like 94. And I was just asking these guys, what do you think of Primal Rage in 2023?
Bro, it needs a
resurgence. Here we go, right? Yeah.
I'm about this.
It's beautiful.
Fuck a Street Fighter 6.
Exactly. Give me Vertigo versus Sauron in 2023,
I'm
okay?
Saying, right?
Stop it. Don't get me started.
I feel like there's a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers crossover in here.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. All the dinosaurs.
Dude, they had like toys and shit of this.
What?
When this came out. There was like these little, come in these little boxes, like prehistoric looking things. And like, they come with like little cavemen like in the background that you can eat. Because you can actually eat them in the game too.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Coolest figures ever. Like, look them up online. Like,
that's,
I swear
so
to God.
Cool.
Ooh! Oh my God!
Stonehenge is awesome.
Yep.
Oh my God! This is grand finals.
Yep. This is grand finals, baby.
Was this like a mystery bracket or like a legit bracket?
This is just a legit Primal Rage bracket. Probably the biggest Primal Rage tournament ever.
It's gonna be anywhere.
Damn right, combo breaker. Woo!
Big. I like they have cross-ups and shit. That's fucking awesome.
These dinosaurs have cross-ups.
Fireballs.
They got DPs. They got fireballs. They got rings.
What the fuck?
Teleports. Yep.
No, this game is OD.
It's incredible. If you've never seen this, it's something to behold.
Is this like
that's
an
for
emulators
sure.
At all?
The arcade version's kind of wonky on emulators, but you can, there's PlayStation version, there's a bunch of different versions of it that you could play, but the arcade version is playable. I don't know about like online and stuff, but yeah.
I still gotta give this a try.
They're actually playing on the board, which is huge. And it has a hard drive attached to it. Like this game and Killer Instinct had like, you know, your normal like arcade board, and then they had like a fucking hard drive attached to it, extra.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Dude, so like, yeah, they're playing on it, sitting right up there. It's a behemoth.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Ear to ear.
Yep. AA.
Did you just eat it?
I think they collided.
Oh,
it was just at the very end or whatever. Yeah, and that little tail thing, that's like a scorpion. Get over here. It just reels them in. You can combo.
It's crazy that it's a low, too.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Didn't get the re-jump.
Oh, there's a block here.
Man, this corner is fucked up.
Stuck. It's fishing for it. Oh! Super rocket launcher. Rocket launcher.
Got a chance? Yeah.
There it is. Time out.
This is everything I needed as a kid.
Yes, absolutely. Dinosaurs, gore.
Lasers and fireballs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got to see the rest of this roster.
There's like two, like eight creatures too. There's Chaos and Blizzard. Blizzard is like a Sub-Zero, and Chaos farts and pukes and pisses on you for his fatality. Yes.
I'm about it.
Nice. Stinger. Hypnosis. Ooh. Nice. All right, he's in there still.
Showing the hardware too, it's hilarious.
Yep.
Oh, I see what you mean with the board.
It's that big,
yeah.
That big silver thing attached to it. Yeah, it's crazy. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh man, I got something to worry about this. Thank you.
You're good, man. Take care. Woo!
there we go. Good jump in.
Miss.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, up with the spin.
Just spit on it.
Really have a lot of momentum after 2 quick games of mustard.
Yeah.
So you have no jumper. Full jumping combo. Juggle.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. Nice. Really getting it.
Fishing around. Oh! Nice! Rocket launcher.
Yes, there it is.
Wow. Eat him!
2-2 now. Fighting to reset the bracket here.
Yeah. How you doing, baby?
How are you?
Good. I saw you up there.
Yes.
What do you think of Primal Rage in 2023?
We actually came over to watch it. Ketchup and Mustard?
Yep, they're fighting the grand finals. Yep.
That is so sick.
They're brothers?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
They're like
awesome.
Mortal Kombat players, I think, right?
Yeah. Yep, I knew that. Hell yeah. Me?
Yeah.
I like Ultimate, but I'm not like really good at it.
Everybody's so fucking stiff.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
Everybody has like Mafia concrete.
Yep.
This is not a regular low. What are we doing?
Cinder block feet.
Yeah, everybody's cinder block. And I used to, not to the same degree, I used to kind of feel that way about Street Fighter, but 6 is mad good.
Yeah. You playing?
Yeah, I'm going to play JP, but I didn't play the beta because I'm obsessed with Zelda, and that was my weakness.
Okay.
I cannot overstate. That is like top 4 games I've ever played in my life.
I want to get it.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I'm getting Gatekit, but $70, but I love Breath of the Wild.
Somebody today built Metal Gear Rex.
Ethan showed me that this morning.
And I was like, what the
fuck? Yeah, he showed me that this morning. Yep.
There's nothing you can't do. Yo, he is getting
Rocket launcher. There
like,
it is.
Is there an item that like...
No, it's just when you do combos, just the weird like expressions come up on the screen.
Huh. Oh, shit. Does he have like the thin nail screen?
Yeah. It like stuns him in this, yeah. Like a hypnosis type deal. Vertigo, use hypnosis.
Yo, that get up animation was ugly as shit. Holy fuck.
Just a ball of clay. Trying to get up. Yeah.
Damn, the pressure. Yo, the teleport?
Yeah. 3, 2. Get that photo!
Oh my god. Mustard takes it. Yay!
Grand champion! Nice! Congratulations!
Does this go to time often or are they just both time?
Nah, they're just good as fuck. Okay. Yeah. It does not go to time. Its damage is super high in this game.
Oh shit, okay.
Stuns, restuns. It's a fucked up old game.
And I guess it's a yes. Chicago.
I saw this in 2023. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's amazing. Oh, you know what? So I found out I got this game so late, I didn't want to enter anything. I would have entered Naruto if I knew, but like, I remember being here last year.
Yeah.
I saw like GNT 4 grand final. I was like, fuck,
yeah.
Yo,
yeah, no, there's a good scene for that. Like,
yeah.
Fuck. How you been though this weekend?
I've been pretty good. So like, I got the yes. This is my first time.
The dumb dinosaur one.
So Ketchup and Mustard are actually like both Mortal Kombat bros. Are both like siblings.
Yeah.
So them being a grand is perfect. But yeah, I got the yes really late. I had plans in Georgia this week for my niece's graduation, so I flew in like a couple hours ago.
Oh no shit. Okay.
I got to Montana like 3:34 and I was like, I have a box.
You got the like right in time, I guess. Okay.
This is a good weekend. I'm excited. When is Vampire?
Tomorrow. Vampire's tomorrow. We're streaming in the
other room over there. I think they're doing Guilty Gear Top 8 right now. No, we do Plus R. We're doing Plus R. Tomorrow, me and Adam do commentary at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
I got four blocks. And then Top 8 is Sunday for VSAC. Yeah, man. Shit's helping.
I'm going home. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm not far behind you.
Yeah,
hey, is that popcorn? My mom got a gun to my neck telling me I need to get her Garrett's popcorn. Is that better than Garrett's thing?
This is different.
I know, it's I'm not going to say better or worse. You got to get the right flavors.
Okay.
Like red velvet cheesecake, flames, but it's real rich. Like you'll eat a couple handfuls and be done.
Gotcha.
Sour cream and onion, you can kind of binge.
Sour cream and onion popcorn?
Sure.
Imagine the flavor in front of you.
Yeah, okay. They got buffalo wing popcorn. That's another thing you can kind of binge.
I can do that.
It depends. Like, if you want savory, they got it. Like, it's good, but it's expensive. Like, I do the same thing every... What's that?
How much is that bag?
$10.
Damn.
Yeah. The only reason... For me, okay.
Popcorn costs nothing.
So,
that's crazy.
One of the homies, he money matches. He fucks people up with Gazi and Smash. But it's against his religion to take gambling earnings. So whenever he wins, he just gives me the money, so I go buy food, and then we split the food.
So you're a pitcher?
No, I gotta have a bet. He does it on profit.
So you're a manager then, that's what it is. Okay.
Every now and again he shows up, he just goes, I can't have
it. Because it sounds like he's working the corner, and you're keeping him safe. Why not breaking his religious rule? My theory is pretty strong right here.
When he does this at the locals, I split it with all the other TOs, because that's not fair that I just get it. Because they also run the show with me, so that'd be fucked up.
Damn.
But, yeah, he don't care. So this time he goes, what do I do with this? I go, hold up. And I found someone who was way far up in line that I knew, and I go, yo, get me a bag of cinnamon rolls. And I just walked away, and then suddenly I had a bag of cinnamon rolls.
Damn. I had to be, what's his name?
Oh, eight?
We commented.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, the Cavs player.
Oh, he lost to Gray.
He got dicked on in a real bad matchup.
I didn't know how thrilled you were with him, but yeah, he got shitted in wrong.
This is his first major ever.
Oh, okay.
This is the first thing bigger than an ignition for him. So he was like, he came up to me after and goes, dude, I was so nervous. How do I get rid of nerves? I go, you play a lot. I don't know what else to tell you.
Before you find your substance of choice, I don't know. I'm sober, though.
I'm 17 years in, and it took me 16 years to learn how to not have nerves.
Anxiety medication has helped?
Yes.
Literal pills?
Yes.
Pills help. And sometimes you just gotta go in expecting nothing, not give a fuck, and go for nothing but style points, and then you wind up winning.
See, I'm in this cycle where the less I care, the better I do, and then I care, then I do worse, I get sad. So it's just like, I'll never be happy.
That's the cycle that everyone
feels awful.
You gotta be loose.
Gotta be loose?
Yeah, but you can't. Look, there's a perfect balance of weed and alcohol. You have to hit a level, but if you go over that line, you're fucked. Very, very thin line.
Oh, that's it? That's great. I can't hang out with him.
Runner up.
I
thought
that shit's over.
PND Ketchup.
That dude is playing Russian.
Once again, our winner of Prison Rage at Combo Breaker 2023, P&D Mustard! Everybody give a round of applause for the top eight. Once again, how often do we get to see Prison Rage in live in tournament?
You raise that line.
What
are
y'all getting up to tonight? I mean, everyone's got a busy day, but I'm curious.
I've been actually saving my voice for most of the day because I've made a huge fucking mistake last year. I mean, I was okay, but my shit was going out because I was partying too hard Friday night. But just sipping honey water.
Shout out to all the top eight. Great.
They had a bunch of water we pull up the station for us, and I was like, I've just been eating them preemptively.
Oh yeah. Nope. I got a bag of lozenges and shit. I'm giving. Yep.
Yeah, they saved you. Wraps up here
for Friday night.
I remember I had this one gig in Indiana. Apparently, I was the only cash they hired. I was on for 7 hours straight.
Woo.
It was awful. I sounded full methadone by the top four. I had no voice. It's very bad.
You don't have lozenges or a break or water. After 2 hours, your shit's. It's done.
Human rights?
Yep.
All this for $100, I wish I didn't do it.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't do that
anymore. No.
Nope.
You know what? I could be watching the future of my own life. I have 2 hours on board. I don't care. I can't do it.
Absolutely. That's way too much.
Right,
unfortunate VSAB is a pretty fast fucking game. Okay. We can blaze through pools and each block's like an hour or so.
Where is that jacket? Wait. I need to have that jacket on with my, what I'm wearing right now. So, I don't know. I'm going Mercer right now.
I'm going to go check out Guilty Gear, man.
Oh, yeah.
Good seeing you, dude. Peace. What's up?
Know where Young Luke at?
I actually do not know where he went. I don't know if he's in the main room or what.
Fuck.
I lost him.
Alright.
Sorry, dude.
Oh man, I lost to a squad. Dude, you get the Miller Genuine Draft?
Yeah.
So you're drinking like real beer.
That's not yeah. That's not TD, that's Highlife.
I'm drinking real beer, yes.
Oh, it's Highlife. Okay, yeah, it's a champagne of beer.
Absolutely. All champagne of cheap beer.
Yeah. I love Highlife. Like,
it's not genuine draft. It's a champagne of beer, but it's fine, you know.
It's genuine giraffe.
I've never seen a... I may have seen a Highlife in a can before, but it's been a while.
Really? I bet. Is this your first time back to the States?
Yeah, six years. Yeah. And that's, yeah.
We briefly talked the other night, but yeah. I said, like, I think the last time, like, we were in the same room together was, like, 2017,
18. Yeah. Cover breaker, probably. Yeah.
Yep. Crazy.
Wow. I lost track of time.
I feel that.
I felt like I came back, I'm like, no time has actually passed. My brain is very confused.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, oh, everybody kind of looks the same, basically.
Yeah, exactly. We're all still here.
Catch up with Ben.
We're all here. I mean, like, how you been?
Good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I'm fucking here this weekend, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm here.
So, and you're here. Like, for the first time in a long time.
Long time.
I would watch you play on... Man, hang on. Did you play at... Will?
I never played at Will.
Where did you play?
I played at Mikado.
Yeah, Mikado. I know Mikado.
I played at Sagami Ono.
Did you play at Koenji Cube?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, I think. Yeah.
So Koenji Cube's still around. Will's still around. Will is really far. Will's actually moved back to some place.
Okay.
Koenji Cube's still there, but it's once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it's late. It's real late. It's like, people start showing up after 8 o'clock, and it's just not a good time to start playing. You know, I gotta get home. My last train's at 11 o'clock, so like,
okay.
I only get like 3 hours to play games and, you know, hang with people and stuff. So,
right.
It sucks. They closed down some of the arcades over COVID, too. Like,
that's what I heard.
Matt Mouse is gone. That was before COVID, but Matt Mouse is gone. The Shinjuku Sega Battle Arena no longer has vampires. Well, so that's my go-to spot, yeah.
Do they play Guilty Gear there?
They might. With the newer machines, yeah.
Okay.
But it was they had Vampire, they super turbo, they had Third Strike. And we'd have like every month we had like free to play down there. It was great. They had so many machines and like everyone would come, you know.
Okay.
We saw like Rene and shit, like.
Oh nice.
Like good players.
What's that?
Wine.
Oh fuck yeah, thanks.
Wine.
Cheers.
Wine.
Here we go.
Winery now.
I guess. I'm not gonna be whining anymore though.
It's not even from a bag.
How long are you in the States?
I've been here 3 weeks. I've been here 3 weeks. I went to fucking Arkansas. Holy shit.
Have you ever been to Arkansas?
I have, but so it's a long story. Not that long a story. My family said, fuck Louisiana. This shit sucks. They went to Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
Into a gated community.
Nice.
With, like, security and shit. It's like real weird.
Gated community.
Recently, and I'm wondering if you're still in touch with it all.
Hey, Compy, you smell good, man.
Oh, yeah, you're cool.
You smell good. Yeah. I don't know. Did you put something on?
You smell like fabric
softener. He smells like cologne.
I don't have cologne.
Oh. Maybe your natural pheromones are just turning me on. I'm not sure.
I'm a beautiful man.
It's that fucking
magnetism.
I've always said you were.
Yeah. Oh, there is fabric softener for sure.
That's what I was saying. Like, yeah, I'm hanging out here, doing some online shit. You know, he's a bear, but he's like chilling.
Gombe's been chilling, man.
I played in the local.
I didn't injure.
I'm just doing
commentary.
That's insane. Alex was in grand finals.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I was like, I haven't even seen him yet, so I'm kind of standing around waiting
to play winner fire.
He's doing great. I haven't seen him in a couple of years. I'm glad he got his shit together.
Right.
I'm so happy.
What y'all got there?
Some wine. Abby gave me some wine.
What?
Merlot, can you go?
I'm out of four roses in here. I gotta go get some more.
Go get some more.
But I'm gonna wait till Alex is done. We're gonna go up to the room and re-up this.
Where's he at?
Why did the higher quality mine? Why are you so fucking pesky?
I mean, there's a lot of glass.
There should be someone over here.
Hi, Monty. I'm trying to find
it. Man, those grand finals for Marvel were a big letdown.
Well, what happened?
Ray Ray got bodied.
Steamrolled.
Steamrolled. 3-0, clean. I mean, the rest of the matches were great. There was a lot of good Marvel shit.
Yep.
It was about to be even... It could have been even more boring because in loser finals, Evasion went up on Ray Ray 2-0 with just pure zero... Zoop, 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 the most boring, you know, zero bullshit. Just zoop, 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 zoop.
Is that Chase?
Yeah, that's Chase. Yeah. He hasn't been in the States since, like,
he's back in Japan?
6 years. Yeah.
When's he going back?
He's been here for, like, a week.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Taking a little break, man. What's up, Mobius?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
How you doing, baby? I'm all right. I saw you. You did your thing. You're in the club. You're in the club, right?
Yeah, I got my burrito.
I didn't even enter this game, and I have a Chipotle card.
Nice.
Hey, man.
I did it.
I forgot who said it was. Someone that was staying with was like, yeah, I got out of pools for multi-queues. I was like, damn, that's the best way to do it.
Yep.
Did you bring your luchador mask this weekend?
I have it.
Acknowledge it at all?
Yeah.
And then as soon as you walked away, with a disappointed face, and was like, I think I know where Fonzie is.
Oh, you said it again. Okay. That's good. That's good. I heard you.
It fucking killed me.
He's right across the hall. I just said, I think I know where he is.
And then as soon as he did that, I started laughing.
All right.
And then whenever Ethan starts laughing, I can't stop fucking laughing.
Ethan, let's do it. Let's do it. Please go get Monty back. Okay. I want both of them here, same time.
Same place?
Same, yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, fuck.
How are you doing, guys?
I'm good.
Good to be here, guys. Love it.
Touch it up.
This is hilarious. Oh my god. What a...
It was like so quiet, and then it was just like,
I have no idea. That was a moment that
Abby was just on the floor.
I feel like they went in a different dimension, and I don't know. I don't understand what happened. I don't know where they went. That was crazy. He's super cool. I fucking love him. Yeah, you guys hammed it up a bit in the parking lot of the dead mall in 2019. Yeah, everybody was kind of outside just socializing and shit. Yeah, I remember you being out there or him being out there. Yep.
Just never know. Sometimes you just have experience with people and you just fucking don't remember. It just happens.
Yep. Absolutely. Depends on what you're doing, what they're doing.
Yeah.
What's going on? Absolutely. Yeah. Memorable experiences here at Combo Break. You know?
It was a good time.
It really fucking is, man.
A long day, but like it's, I don't know.
this feels like work at all to me.
Cool.
I could do this for 12 hours. I don't care. Like, this is enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not. It's not like, fuck, Tuesday, I gotta go to fucking work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Not that at all. Like, I would really do this 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Just go to work for 8 hours.
I mean, like, you like watching the shit. Like, you know what's fucking happening. Like, you know, like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What's going on. And, like, when you're using the camera, we even talked about this in the car for EC, coming home from ECT. It's yeah. Like, you know when, like, you know, use the camera, like, when the crowds pop in or, like, yeah. You know, certain players, like Mal is acting all silly
yeah.
And
I
stuff.
I mean, like, that's so
focus. It's so, it makes it easy.
If there's a player like that, like,
it makes the show very easy.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. He's
yeah.
Playing that character.
Yeah.
I play to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Easy.
Everybody loves that. Easy. Like, everybody loves him.
Because, like, I was telling you earlier, like, where they're, like, there's been dead zones, basically.
Yes.
It's where it's like, fuck, what do we do? Because
the Dragon Ball Z dead zone, yeah.
They're doing whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to figure out, okay, how to get their stick to work or their pad to work.
Yeah.
And, like, you're like, fuck, I already, like, zoomed in on them, thinking that things were about to start, and then it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Do I pan back to the crowd? But the crowd's not really into it at the moment.
Yeah.
So why pan to them?
Yeah.
Because I probably already did.
Yeah,
so
most
like
likely.
That's when you have a character like Mal, it's like so easy. Because you just
yeah,
kind of
exactly.
Focus on that person.
Center of attention, man.
And then even like the person who's playing plays off him.
Yep.
So then he plays the antagonist. So you got the protagonist of the other
he
person.
He wants you to boo him and
yeah,
all
yeah.
Silly stuff.
So
yeah.
Easy. Because you can even pan back to the crowd. Because the crowd's going to like cheer, boo, whatever. They're going to actually react.
He's gold. He's
yeah.
A golden
I mean,
person. Like, perfect. Knows exactly what's
exactly.
Going on.
There's that dead zone I need to figure out of like where I actually should point the camera.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Hey, Lou.
Or maybe that should be more on like them to cut. Like,
gotcha.
Cut to like commentators or something like that at that point.
Gotcha.
And not just let it linger. But I don't know. But then do you linger to the button check? Like, I don't know.
That's not exciting.
It's not. I would say you cut to the commentators. Yeah.
I mean, I've like seen that.
Yeah.
Hi.
Remember that person in the elevator when you were walking up, we were going up? You were saying that shit about selling your spin or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
That was Markman's daughter.
Oh. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I did not know that.
I was like, I recognize it first. I've seen them in like pictures and stuff.
Wow. I'm glad I have my mask on so they'll like, report me or something. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Nah, man, they're going to put you on tech and commentary.
Yeah. See how you listen. I looked up this guy later. He's a great commentator.
Put me on TWT. Let's go. Give me that type of shit. Fly me out to, like, Taiwan and
yeah,
pay for my hotel. Like, yeah. Please fucking. I will go pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, go to the Pakistan tournaments.
I'd go to the Pakistan tournaments. I'd even go to Indianapolis, of all places. I'd even let them fly me there.
You got
you
the
know?
Amsterdam tournament.
That would be, oh my, dude, Amsterdam, when I'm old and just done and stuff, that's where I want to retire and die, is Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought about living in Japan, and I'm like, that's cool. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, Amsterdam would be a good place for me. It's got everything I... Exactly. You'd have to work really hard to stay in Japan. In Amsterdam? What is it?
I was legit asking that question.
What?
What do they speak in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
The Dutch or Swiss or something? Dutch?
I've seen Beer Fest.
I'll go with that.
What is it? Beer Fest?
I think it's Dutch.
Is it Dutch?
I think
you're right.
That sounds right.
Was it Harold and Kumar?
What do they speak in Amsterdam?
Dutch.
Ah, nice. You got it. Hey. You're right.
Guantanamo Bay. There
yes, sir.
Abby knows the gas laws in New Jersey. She knows pretty much everything.
I did not. We did
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
About how they pump your gas?
Yeah. Oh, it's fucked.
I tried to do it myself.
They don't
he kept trying to grab his credit card.
Yeah.
I was like, why do you want my credit card?
And we were like, no, we're going to go in. Like, you're not grabbing the credit card.
Did you get prepay pay at the pump and I paid 7 cents?
I remember that because you put it in for one second and then he's like berating you about pumping the gas and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
It made no sense to me. It was confusing.
It made 7 cents to you.
So, yeah. Clearly. He's like, you know what? I got you, dude. We are.
Appreciate that.
Now I know, though. You know, yeah. ACT again, we're good.
It's like, you gotta see this happen to a lot of people. Come on, like, why be so mad about
it? Like, the one state that does that.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
I'll be right back.
What's up, Luca?
I almost just want to kiss you. That's all I want to do is just kiss you. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. How are you doing?
Not bad, yourself?
I'm here, baby. I saw this up on stage and I was waiting for a chance to come see you.
Yeah.
I didn't have a chance. You kept doing your goddamn thing.
But it's the first time I've done anything and got like a medal. That's pretty fucking cool.
That's so goddamn.
It's in a.
That's
so
fucking.
I almost got out of my fucking head last Tuesday, too.
Thanks so much.
I don't want to be Logan in our pool.
Dude,
he put me in Luba's and knocked me out because goddamn mouth was in my pool. Yeah. Yep. They had fucking mouth in our pool. Goddamn boxers won't let me pee hop. I was up 2-0 on the son of a bitch, too.
What were you playing? I haven't seen you yet either. Wow. I got a two for two when we seen both of these guys. You know?
He's had a little crap. A little.
I'll do it tomorrow. After I do top 8 commentary.
Okay.
Is that cool?
No, fuck yeah.
It's so good to fucking see you.
I love you guys. Oh yeah, I've been playing this shit. I streamed a couple times and played a couple tournaments.
Do you like the format?
I do like the format.
I tried it a little bit when all that shit was still locked. Like,
yeah.
I was like, dude, I see Palafin? Oh, that's right up my fucking alley.
I played the first international I played, I used Palafin. I used the Pala Balance team. Like the core of like Amoongus, Palafin and Arcanine.
Okay.
Just having that weird, like, fire grass water core.
He's an Arcanine, your intimidator, I take it?
Yeah, fuck okay. Yeah, fuck okay. Yeah. Extreme speed is beautiful, too.
Dude, fucking, how do you like the normal type Dragonite with extreme speed?
He's insane. It's like normal gym on crack. Like,
it's so fucking good.
Yo, you know, a set I started using was Choice Band, normal Terra extreme Dragon. Speed.
Oh, yeah.
It KOs
great.
Anything it touches.
Yeah.
But you got Flutter running around, Gucci Mane running around all day, so.
What the fucking, is the Ghost Dog still good?
Houndstone's pretty good. Tyranitar's pretty fucking nasty. Sand teams are good.
Because it's like, he gets what? He just basically gets a move that one shots, the rest of your team's dead?
Last Respects. Yep.
Have you ever played Pokemon Planet?
Is that like a Roblox like version?
No, it's godlike. It's an MMO. It goes from 1 to 6 generation.
I played it for like 4 hours yesterday.
Dude,
it's fun as fuck. I've been playing it on my phone. You can catch a Scyther in the Viridian Forest, like, wow. But the drop rate's like 1 in 5,000. I still haven't found one. That's all. I won't leave until I find one.
You have like 2 pincers.
I have a pincer and like 3 Pichus.
3 Pichus. Yeah.
But it's really neat. Like, so you play through all 6 regions in a row. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, no. I get
and
it.
And if fly doesn't work, only in battle. So you have fairies that take you to different regions.
That sounds fucking.
And then Kalos is being added.
Kalos region?
Yeah, and it's definitely more difficult.
Yeah, it's
hard. I got my pen on me if you don't get high, too.
Like, bro, Bronx,
you got shit to do.
I'm supposed to be around for this.
Okay.
I'll come back.
They're actually paying me to be around for this, so no I gotta, we'll yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you for coming over.
Thank you. Yeah, no, fuck you. I'm proud of all of y'all, man. I'm proud of you. Like, holy fucking shit. I haven't seen you until now either. So,
give TJ Detweiler a hug.
Come here. Up, I'm Luke, man. I'm Luke, by the way. All right. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. But yeah, I'm gonna be here for a bit, a couple hours tonight, and then tomorrow, I do after the top eight Vampire. I'm free as a fucking birdie. All
right. What time's Vampire?
I think like 4:30 or 5. Top eight.
Okay, you guys be done by 7.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Okay. I mean, I got your fucking number and shit, so.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
It's amazing. Yeah, the theatrics are fantastic.
Yeah, I love it. It's pretty good.
He's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
he
makes it very entertaining. Yep.
Reminds me of Kame a little bit.
Yeah.
When you shake his booty, you know, when he does the grab. Yep.
Yeah.
He's
got a good personality.
Absolutely.
He knows what he's doing. He plays the crowd.
Yeah. Nah, he's fucking cool as shit. Here it is, the run back. ST Grand Finals, baby, let's go. There it is. Hey.
Grand Finals!
Kazawi. Wow. Big part.
Thank you.
Yep.
Who do you like, Mark?
Well, Mark's looking like he's adjusting. So, it's tough to say. Like, Hokuto knows a lot of shit.
Yeah.
He can, like, you know, he's the ultimate online fucking lawyer. So, he has the best of the land. He's just like, fucking figure out how to get me a job.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think the bracket reset's coming for sure.
Nice.
It's like,
he's
completely different.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it took him one fucking step to
just adjust.
Just to figure it out.
Clean it up, right? Yeah. Yep.
So, it's going to be like...
Oh, my God.
Hokuto's going to just play faster than he does to catch him.
Yep.
And he can.
He has, yeah, he can.
But you got to be scared. You got to not be scared of losing health.
Nice. Yo! This is incredible. Ah! Nice.
Yeah.
He can get it.
Yeah, he can beat him. You just have to outplay him a little bit and play a little faster than he does. Just to catch him. You're just gonna catch him. Like, Vega players can't help themselves from doing special moves.
Nope. It is a special move.
Yeah. That's why I don't use the move at all, and I just poke when I play him. Like, this character's poke is broken.
Yeah.
I don't have any shit. Like, when I fought Damdai with him, I was like, I'm not going to do any wall die, you fucking bitch. I'm just going to hit crouch medium punch.
Crouch medium punch.
Spam medium kick, and neutral jump fierce. Over and over. And you're not going to do damn thing about it.
How did you do against him?
We're only playing casuals.
Okay, okay.
But I did pick games off of them.
Nice.
I'm doing that strategy. It's funny as fuck.
That's hilarious.
It was really early, though. It was like 2012. That was when the hitbox viewers were first started being a thing.
Yep, yep. I think Ray got like one of the prototypes of like UFGT.
Yeah.
He like won it in a raffle or something.
Yeah.
Dude, the hitbox that you got at UFGT? I
still have it.
God damn. Here we go. He's a fucking ham.
He's a sadistic dude.
He's great.
I love him. To figure him out? Yeah. He might have. I mean, he might be right. He needs to figure out what kind of Vega he's fighting. So, you know, you can lose the game. It's not like he was going to lose. Anyway, you know, he has very low odds of losing. So, he's good enough to get information. He knows that like, he's got to win the game. You know it. Yep.
Incredible. So fucking crazy.
It's 30.
Huh?
Me too.
Nope.
Wow.
Completely, playing completely differently and faster now.
What's up?
I'm sneaky.
Yeah.
He's making fun of him. Damn, he's like, you feel like, oh my God. Yo, this guy is
Yeah.
He's a fucking ham. I love it. He's a fucking ham.
He's fucking sick with it. He's punishing everything he's doing right now. He's a step ahead, and he's punishing where he's gonna go. See? Everything he's doing is gonna intercept it. Alright, now he has a chance.
Once you get in the loop, there's a chance. Yeah.
Yep. He's out playing the shit out of him. He's like...
God damn, he's crazy, dude. He's, Jesus yeah. Christ, man. This is ridiculous.
Yep. Oh.
Okay, yeah. Alright.
Nice.
Nice. Working for it though.
Not getting out of that. You have to hold it.
Oh. All right.
That was
great. Wow.
Did that.
Sure. Oh, nice.
That really helped a lot.
It's over. Yep.
The holler of people.
Absolutely. The holler of the people.
Can't hear what a frog jab.
Dude, that was a grounded air grab. It was so low. It was so crazy. Yeah. Oh. One more. Yeah, what's up, guys?
Ah, that was really good.
Woo! Mal, for you.
Beer.
Thank you.
But,
please.
Good shit. Good shit, bro. Good shit.
He drinks. He's just acting. He just. He probably doesn't understand what
I know
he's
he smokes,
right,
so I didn't know if he actually drank.
Dude, he gets down. Bro. Okay, you're fucking him up. I love him.
Yeah. Congratulations, for you. The champion.
Drink it.
Drink it up.
Now, okay.
Later. Good shit, guys. I knew he smoked cigarettes, I didn't know, so I was assuming he drank. Yeah. So.
I guess we should get out of the top 8 shot.
Yeah, I guess. Climax. Congrats.
If I meet her first or fourth, there's no in between.
I see consistently top 8. Consistently, and up.
Yeah.
Good shit.
It's like, I just hate that I got fourth again for the 500th time.
Is that,
yeah?
Is that like your curse?
The climax curse?
Like it's Mike Ross and me. Like, it's just over. Like, it's always fourth place.
Fourth place champions.
Fourth place champions.
Used to
be the fifth place, but I was the fourth place. You go up a little bit every time.
Okay.
Now, say hi to Sugi for us.
Oh, yeah,
he's
my boy. He's watching right now, I guarantee.
That's the homie. Yeah.
No, he's cool as shit.
Is really cool, man.
I've talked to him a bunch outside of AL.
Yeah.
When he came for ST.
Yep.
Yo, what's up? So I saw one left.
No, there's
one left.
That's what I've seen. I've seen one left.
The funniest thing is, we walked in.
There was one box.
Yeah? He's like, Sid's been doing that all weekend. I was like, yes!
Yes, Chris! Yes, saying yes,
hey,
yes!
There's one left. And he took a picture this morning. He said, somebody took a box. There was two. And then we passed it again. There's only one box left.
I came back to Target and I was like, there's only one left.
There's only one left. Let's see if we got another day.
Oh,
we got tonight and tomorrow. Let's see.
But it's funny, those two boxes were both bought today.
You're right, they
so
were.
Who's getting down and funky tonight?
Somebody's getting funky either with themselves. Somebody else.
I think they're just buying for like confidence. I don't think anything's ever gonna happen.
Yeah.
It's just like this is.
I get on a dare.
Yeah.
It's great.
Maybe that too. Maybe that too.
It's like they feel like it increases their luck. Like this makes the potential greater.
Yeah, you know.
A peace of mind. Just a peace of mind.
We have it. That means we get it. Like, are you still? Yeah, partner. Use that.
How you doing?
The
door again. So is that what they have you here for? You're just a damn doorstop?
I'm just a doorstop. Hey, you know what? I'll take the job.
It's fine.
Pretty good at standing around.
It's a job, you know?
Exactly.
We should be grateful to have these jobs.
In this gig economy?
Yeah, this gig-ass economy. I just want to hug you.
You can commentate all day tomorrow?
I'm doing top 8.
Top 8?
Yep.
Who's in the top 24?
I'm not sure. I think a lot of our players are in the top 24, so I don't know who's doing it. They have to agree upon. Yeah.
I know who's probably going to be, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But we'll cross that bridge. How did he do in camera?
He had to play El Rosa.
Yeah.
He lost him, but he had to play Tao, and he lost to him. But he got 48. He played really good against El Rosa and did some good shit. But it was hard because it was like, this is a top-level version of, like, the stuff I can't do.
Yeah, of course.
He did some dinosaur shit, hit him with a shatter strike, and I was like, oh, no. He's going to do raw maximum combo and kill him right now, and he did. He killed him 75%. I was like, fuck.
The dinosaur, yeah.
Yeah. Because he just got that combo where he can do raw max mode after shatter strike and then do the kick into the super and it restands. And now you can do command grab into climax. You couldn't do that before.
Sick.
Yeah, so you just fucking...
That's
the
funny outfit.
They were like, you know what? He needs this. Give him level 2 command grab super into climax. Like,
yep.
Fucking great. It's like you just play him as an anchor and just go nuts with
him. Nice. I get it.
I gave him Alan beer.
I saw he was holding up there, and he was like doing this, and they're like, it's Miller Light. And I was like, no, that's Miller High Life, dude. That's champagne and beers. I was dying.
So I knew he smoked cigarettes because he. I tried to talk to him earlier, and he trolled me. He's like, I am very shy. I'm like, dude, you ain't fucking shy. He's shy, and he trolled me earlier because I tried to talk to him. He said, I am very shy. Then I gave because I knew he smoked because he went out with a bathtub lift.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, we're gonna go smoke, but you watch his stick. So like, you smoke cigarettes, you drink like.
Hanging out with bathtub life. Yeah. He gave
you
all smoke, the.
How you doing, man?
Give all the Japanese players.
Yo, what's up? How are you? I'm good. I just hung out with Mal, the champion, and gave him a beer, and I knew he drank because he smoked cigarettes. Why the fuck are you smoking cigarettes if you're not doing other things?
Exactly.
You're already dying. You might as well be on the winning team.
I'm not gonna lose.
Nope. Nothing to lose but lose itself. So I don't know what we're doing here now.
I think they're about to
turning into fucking chaos. Yeah, we're gonna smoke and then run a show. It's gonna be great, right? It's gonna be a disaster.
Disaster?
But Real Vampire Hours are just, they're always a disaster.
Oh, absolutely. Kyle's going to get on there.
Built-in disaster.
That's part of the charm. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just got to hope Chipotle doesn't watch that part of the street.
That's going to be an appetite for disaster.
I love that album. I got a Chipotle card, and I didn't even enter any tournaments.
Badass.
You got a Chipotle card?
I got a Chipotle card and I didn't even enter any tournaments.
Damn, boosted them really good.
They were like, damn, you're pretty cool. They're just going to give you one. I was like, thanks. Like, sure. I'll take it, you know. But I didn't drive 5 hours for fucking nothing, you know.
We got to where we wanted.
No, Adam made it out of Third Strike and Vampire Pools, and he got two, and we were doing commentary. I was like, I mean, it'd be nice. Like, I drove all this way, like, you know, if I got one. He's like, do you want it? I was like, yeah. He gave me his.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm a winner, too.
Fuck yeah.
I'm a winner. How many did you get? You got some.
Got one, yeah.
I didn't even play and I won.
Chicago!
Oh my god.
You know
tell the story of what happened at the fire station, and he's like, gosh dang it, everyone, will you stop talking so loud?
Do you have to have reservations at Toe Bang?
No, I didn't get to go.
We any reservation dogs at Toe Bang?
You said dog. But my dogs are barking.
My favorite drink is the grippers.
Do they say, what do they say, like, you get a foot job under the table at Applebee's that changes your life?
I thought it was Chili's.
I guess I like that 2 for $25.
I like that 2 for $10. I haven't been to Applebee's for a long time.
Yeah,
I've been there in a while.
What's feeling there?
No, Applebee's.
No, you're good. If I was in your way.
No, I'm about to.
Okay.
If I'm in anyone's way, let me know.
Okay, I knew. I could tell he was leaning real awkward against the walls. Like, I think he wants.
Am I in your way? If I'm in someone's way, let me know. Oh, this is a cool view. You can see the highway. Yeah. And there's a parking lot. Sick. I love highways and parking lots.
You can see the skyline. Yeah. Way in the back.
Oh yeah, you can.
No.
Chili place.
I think a skyline.
Yep, the chili place.
Traffic's so stupid. Why don't we have trains?
Alright.
I'll see that. Well, there's a boat. Someone's carrying a boat.
See you, man. You gotta go play some. You gotta go watch your Soul Calibur 6 arcade good. Score.
Yeah. No. We done with that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah,
is that
got,
a thing?
I got the high score and fucking Soul Calibur 6 arcade mode and that little Red Bull thing. And
oh, okay.
I'll come back Sunday.
Yeah.
I get like a big prize if it stays.
What?
Up there. I went back there and shaved the time down like twice.
Oh, let's go.
Hey, so, get it.
Why do you know how to play against CPU though?
That's because I use that when I'm trying to lab new stuff.
No, that's cool, man.
Yeah, I
that's
use
so
it.
Funny.
I
so
use
he,
it on
knows,
the very
he knows how to get to the arcade mode and just like fucking zoom through.
Yeah. Wow.
I was just playing Tekken 3 back in the day. I put that arcade mode so fucked
That's sick, man.
We'll see how it goes.
All right,
that's
well. Cool, I hope they just give
what
you that Red Bull truck.
That
shit would be lit.
What other games do they have in there?
Is that like Gran Turismo? You get like a certain time. You get like a high school. You get like. I got like a 4-pack of fucking Red Bull when I did it.
Oh,
okay. Like you get
Gran Turismo.
I don't know. They have like a Mario Party fucking like.
I love that shit, but it sometimes gives me stomach ache. So greasy. So greasy.
What's that?
Turismo.
Oh, yeah.
No more hot.
See you, fam.
Bye.
Yep. I also tell you, I got in trouble at work like when I first started. So I called my boss
buddy.
Fam. I had to bring you to me.
Oh my god.
You can't be calling your boss fam. I was like, sorry.
Excuse
yeah, but you can. What did you say? Do Molly with your boss, but you can't call him fam?
Well, this is my
I would
my
get fired
boss.
Immediately.
I know, that's like all fam. He's like,
oh. Yeah, I'm like, oh, sorry, fam. Like, all right, you're fired.
Are the Cokes yours?
Yeah,
and the water.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Are they cold?
No. Well, they're kind of cold from when they were there.
You put some in the fridge for you.
Are
I drink warm ones, man. I'll be honest. I just don't care.
Fucking
the worst.
You drink us warm beer. It's fine.
Yeah.
He doesn't let me ice.
You put them in the fridge. The fridge. You can put them in the fridge.
I put it in the fridge. Don't worry, Chris.
Come on now, put them in the fridge.
Don't worry, Chris, we put them in the fridge.
Everyone in Cali now also knows about Chris Lane. For some reason, he's always...
Oh, as they should.
My boss that got me... Or my old boss that moved to this job that got me hired there in the first place was Chris Lane's boss. And he was telling me... we were talking to everybody at the bar, and he's like, Chris Lane inspired me to be a good baker. And I was like, this is fucking wild.
Precious.
It's so
same.
That's precious.
He was like, I only make good cookies because Chris Lane taught me how to fucking make.
Chris Lane can make some good homemade cookies. Yes, he can.
Yeah. He made some chocolate babka for my birthday. That shit was so good.
Really? Dude, he makes like the lemon cookies too.
He's so
banging.
That's a good quality to have, baking cookies.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, like, it's pretty attractive, I have to say.
And he's
like, also has
and that's my son.
And that's your son.
Big cookie.
Shit was so good.
Oh,
big
my
cookie.
God.
Just one big cookie.
I would put it in the microwave and then you drink or you eat it with coffee.
Oh, I did it with chocolate milk. Damn. I gotta give him that whole, like, I have like a whole, or if you guys want, I have so much ABB.
Yeah.
So much.
Air Hyper Viper Beam?
Air Hyper what? Viper Beam.
What did he say? ABHV? AHV Beam?
AHV.
The extra stuff from.
I think he said AHV Beam. AHV
Beam. Better get your shots.
I mean, yeah, get fucking shots.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh man, I'm glad I don't have age.
Why am I hearing
the
music?
No. That's a terrible thing to have.
No, I don't want that either.
You just melt.
That's all that happens.
If you have AHBB, you just melt.
That's it. Just get blasted.
Yeah,
shot by a laser, you just.
It's warts.
AHBB?
HPV.
AHPV. Air Hyper Viper Warts.
Hyper Viper Papilloma.
Air Hyper Papilloma Beam. Yeah.
Yeah, it's warts.
You just gotta shoot them then. Like playing fucking Ghostbusters.
Kids,
like R Type Final. Just shoot the like alien
shoot the kids
like, warts.
Or shoot the. I thought you meant shoot.
Honey, I shot the kids.
Or shoot whoever has these.
That's when you get snipped. It's Honey, I shot the kids. Because you can't do it anymore.
But shoot kids?
You can't shoot little kids out of your stuff anymore because you're snipped.
Are you writing this down for our business?
Oh, man, you're right.
It's probably also a good idea to get snipped if you want to shoot your kids.
Damn, that's a good way of putting it. And you like get away with it? I mean, you kind of have to, right?
Insurance will pay for it.
To fake a death? I kind of want to.
Fake a death? Later?
What would that be like?
Insurance. Arson?
Faking a death is arson? I don't necessarily want to be burned when I die, but like that's fine.
No,
honestly,
how
it's
to,
easier.
How to get away with death? Arson.
Going on out in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's fine.
The who?
Yes. That's fine. That works.
Unofficial Beyblade tournament in the parking lot today.
It smells crazy right now.
There was somebody that was
that's sick as fuck. Really?
There was videos last night of Americana and Boost.
That's who it was. Americame, after their match, he
said play Beyblade.
had it on their phone and went up to the camera and said it.
Aww.
Bay play blades. Yep.
That's fucking hilarious.
Bay play blades. Yep.
I gotta get in there.
Yeah. Just pay me on Bay Plow. Or Play Plow. Bay Plow or Bay Plow. Or Bay Plow.
Bay Plow.
Blade Plow.
Bay
Plow. Bay Plow.
You see that thing?
Bay Plow. Oh,
bro, that's
nice. Nice.
Brian was explaining to somebody else. He's like, it looks like that, and I was like, that is actually perfect.
Yeah,
that is so fucking perfect.
Yeah, it really does.
You need to fill it up and put it next to it. Take a picture.
That's fucking crazy.
That's really fucking good. Fishing picture with it.
We've got an extra lamp in our.
Write that one down.
Somebody put an extra lamp in our room with this.
Combo breaker.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Combo breaker.
Combo breaker.
As long as that condom
breaker.
Because
then it'll break the cup.
Yeah, it's like when you're making emulsion,
break the cup.
It breaks, you know?
Yeah.
I remember that one hotel we were in, it was hitting the ceiling. I was like, I gotta like find a lower table.
Yeah. And start from lower ground.
Making emulsion.
Dude, that's
making
amazing.
Mayo.
I had that problem.
Bro, look at, we got a fucking hot air balloon of weed.
Look at it. What the fuck?
Sydney, my buddies,
is that a Buster sword?
Carbonated cum.
Carbonated
cum. You want to show the catch?
Huh?
You want to show the catch?
I mean, yeah, I guess I can.
Yeah, put your mouth up.
Are we collecting it fully, or are we like, diluting it?
No, you got it. Get it. Turn to Abby.
Like, you know, throwing it through the
Abby. Yeah, but like, are you collecting, like, is it 100% cum, or is it diluted? Like, is it mixed in with something to be more liquidy?
Hell yeah. You hit it.
Is this gonna hit me?
Are you
me?
Gonna christen it?
Yeah. You got just put your mouth up to it and like press against it with
your soccer bomber. You just gotta hit your brother with it.
And don't hit super long. And it's rough on the throat.
Put your mouth like
a lot of heat.
So like it presses like against it.
Yeah, like a
valve.
There
you go.
Yeah,
you go.
Just throw it out there. I'm not gonna remember after this shit. Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on vacation.
Yeah, man.
And you just squeeze it like a toothpaste and get the rest of the way up.
Yeah.
Even if I'm really close to being out of toothpaste, I will get that last squirt.
For a week. Constantly. Oh. Same fucking
thing. Oh, we'll get some more tomorrow. Oh, nope. Yeah. Seven more days.
Yeah. Yep. That was a good catch.
Yeah.
Feel free to take a Coke or a water, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm stuck, honey.
There was a thing where the gamers were against toothpaste. There was like Gamer Colgate or whatever. And they said they were like.
Gamers don't brush their teeth.
They were, yep, they were against Colgate toothpaste.
Jesus.
What?
They called it Colgate.
Northgate.
A Colgated community. No cavities allowed.
Cavity squeeze.
Cavity squeeze. Yeah.
When you said Colgate, I thought you, if it was like a toothpaste, like embezzlement scandal, like water or whatever.
Oh. Yeah. I can see that.
I told y'all my brother lives down the road here.
Apparently.
Yeah, I went to this place the other day and I was like, I gotta find a way to get home, and I took a certain route. I was like,
15, I think.
Oh shit, Ron lives right the fuck down there.
Really?
Yeah, my brother lives right down the road from Ron.
You hear that?
Like our dad?
Yeah.
Your brother?
Yeah.
Where? On Dallas or Carpenter?
Or Sundale.
Parrish.
Is it Sundale?
Sundale?
What's the main road that goes
Hamilton? Hamilton. Simpson.
Simpson.
So yeah, it's off of that one.
Of Simpson?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's really close. Right at the end of our street. Yeah.
That's what I was like. I took a different way home. I was like, oh shit.
Hey, hold on. I've been here before.
Yeah, because you've been over.
Yeah.
Never. I'm a luck dragon. My name is Falcor.
No.
Never ending story. Uh-huh. When it's in the air.
Never
coming
back.
Yeah. You can like
flip
little.
No, child!
Whoopi drew a little face on it. It would look like Falcor. Falcor punch!
Falcor punch! Yeah.
The next version I make, I'll draw on it for you.
Nice.
Thank you. I'll throw the Falcor on there.
I appreciate that.
My favorite type of music is Al Gore.
Yeah.
Al Gore?
I just really love
Fantasy Dungeons.
Let people see it. It's really fucking funny.
It's,
there it is. Fantasy Dungeons.
It is like Falcor. It is like showing your child's achievement, huh?
It's like, look, I made this bag. 6 feet long.
I made this. My child.
Every time this gets smaller,
like
I, think
a
of,
bag
I think of my life depleting.
Luke's actually catching your life energy. In that.
I'm sorry.
As long as I remain somewhere forever, I'm okay.
Oh no, he's selling you.
He's lying to me?
I would never lie to you.
He's trafficking people's
souls. I'd never lie to you.
I hate capitalism. It makes bad people out of good ones.
I never fall for it.
I know you won't.
That's why we're smoking out of a fucking 6-foot bag.
Is that?
Hey, Abby.
That's taller than my son.
Sometimes.
I should have lost this, too.
Nice.
You gotta see this thing.
Like, this thing's ridiculous.
Now, he did eat 5 edibles with his boss.
I ate
with his lunch?
With his boss.
Oh. Jesus Christ. Like,
yeah.
They were like, I have all these edibles. Would you like it?
Yeah,
like,
they were like,
yeah.
We get sick from those, and I was like,
like Pac-Man.
Yeah. And then they're like, let's play karaoke, and I did Careless Whisper, and then they did Down with the Sickness, and I was like so unprepared. They even did the. I was so prepared.
Hey, so hang on, you were better at Down with the Sickness than them, right?
Had to have.
No, they.
Oh, they were really
good. I didn't know Down with the Sickness could be a couple song. That was the craziest part.
Did they do the abuse part?
They actually said we don't do that anymore and paused right before it, and we had to turn it off. I'd like to, and I was like, fair enough. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, yeah. Let's just not do that part. What part did they do for us a couple?
The part where you remember where in the middle he goes, you mother, and then he's like, no, you fuck up.
Yeah.
My boss did that. She didn't sing the chorus. She was like, you mother, you fuck up. And I was fucking.
That's hilarious.
It will forever be burned in my brain.
That's really funny. This is your
she's
boss.
Like, she looks at me. She's just like Sydney.
Does she?
You fuck. You fuck. You
sing
or yell? No, it's just funny because that's I was not prepared for it to come from her. When I saw
you say I should be quiet. Like the good little woman I am.
Just stay put. Don't be too loud. Let's not cause a scene.
Hey.
That was an offset.
Let's not cause a scene.
Dude, like I got them caught for no reason.
I used to be able to drop that. They got insanely high when.
I also took a picture in front of that camera. That was the whole thing. I think I already said that, but yeah.
He was literally, hotel was literally 2 blocks away from
Canada. Wow.
Like, GTA here.
Yeah.
That's what everyone said, and I was like, is it because I play video games? Is that why you all kept saying it was GTA 5? That's what they all kept, they're like, look, it's a pier from GTA 5. I was like,
but was it?
I mean, I know it's a California pier, like, we don't have to...
These say motherfuckers called me a fucking nerd right now.
Yeah, they definitely are.
I did say I was looking for arcades when they were asking me one little thing, so they got me.
Did you find anything?
That is it, my arcade one. Apparently the last one right by San Marco was the Wizzes, so...
Hilarious.
Almost classic over
here.
Throw Falcor over there.
You ready? It's a never-ending story.
The never-ending story.
It's a little close, though.
Child.
That's a great... I love that picture. It's beautiful.
I'm laughing so fucking hard, man.
That was so good, dude. I was watching him play Tough Love Arena. I turned to the TV and I was like, "What? I was like, look at that real quick."
Silver bullet.
The Coors Light would kill me at that point.
Yeah, it was a silver bullet. Glasses was fucking hilarious.
I can't believe it even worked that way.
He's so intelligent.
Purple. That's what he said. That's his grandma. Wolf grandma costume.
Who's a Kelsey Grammer is an X-Men. He's a big blue furry guy.
Beast.
That is kind of smart, intelligent, this monster.
Beast.
Wolf's just misunderstood. He's actually.
He is Wolf. Misunderstood.
I wish someone could paint a cool picture of Beast on the Beast.
That's pretty cool.
Like, he's sitting in the front row of the Beast.
Yeah. Look.
Can you take a picture of him?
Yeah.
He's so cute. Cool. So cute.
We have the Beast.
We're really good at smoking. That's almost done.
Not so good at smoking over there.
It gets lighter.
You're
good at catching. You've got all of them.
You have to do basic physics. Adjust to the density shift.
You know what I like right now is no one is wearing. Are you wearing jeans?
What do you call these?
Joggers.
Joggers.
Okay. All right. You know what's cool right now is no one's wearing jeans.
The jeans fucking suck.
I gave up on jeans in the pandemic because I said I don't care about jeans.
They're not that comfy. Nope. I've never liked them. Not.
Me neither. I hate when I was like forced to wear them.
Yeah. They don't make enough fake.
If I go somewhere fancy like Applebee's, I might put some fucking jeans.
You ever have pajama jeans?
No.
Pajama jeans.
You know
exactly
what
you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds so familiar.
It's just like it's pajamas that look like jeans.
Jean Malenko.
But it's like.
I used to live an all denim lifestyle. I listen to Joff.
Jeff
Foxworthy.
I listen to John Denham.
Joff.
Rule. Joff. Rule.
Joff
Rule
or Jaw the deity from the Rastafari religion.
Let's go to Jaw Foxworthy and see what he thinks about 9/11.
The girl I went to middle and high school with. Jeff Foxworthy was her uncle.
Of course.
No!
How do you live such a fucking...
Oh, I fucking remember these.
She lived in country clothes.
I remember these.
The pajama jeans. Yeah.
They look like... they don't look comfy.
The more that gets towards the end...
They could be comfy.
The more you're going to throw missiles at her.
Well, the more it gets to the end, the more it's more like one of those things that your cats play with, like the whole ball at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I just
want
to
have
the end.
This is moving,
man. You got
to
treat
it
like
a shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't expect
the restroom real quick. Green M&M sexy.
Thank you for the bag, Luke.
Is that your... No
yes,
problem.
Thank you.
Huh? I'm glad everybody... Whose phone is that?
Lucas.
Oh, thanks. I was looking for that. Thank you.